Everyone, it's Dan here from Flexible, and today we're going to talk about how you can white label AI services and profit wildly from doing that. Let's dive in. Okay, so one of my students, his name's Derek, is in the learn how to play an instrument type industry. So he does guitar, and it's, you know, I don't know too much about this type of industry, but there's like tons of courses and apps and stuff out there where people teach people how to play an instrument. Same with languages, all that type of stuff. And he actually came on as a client for my agency probably about 6 months ago, and we implemented AI into his business to help with speed to lead. So when he's running ads to sell his course, he was struggling to get back to them quickly to book strategy sessions, to close the client into a paying membership, right? Pretty standard in the internet marketing world. So we installed this for him, and he was like, just it changed a lot of things for him. It gave him time. And lo and behold, I saw his name pop up a few months later, and he bought my program, which is called Roy, and it teaches you how to rent out Androids over and over again for passive income. He started implementing. He knew it worked because it had worked for his business. And he reached out to other music school industry people, and he actually connected with like one of the biggest guys, I believe, on the planet in this space. And he's installed it for this guy, this big guy, the Whale, I think we call him in our community. He installed it for the Whale, and the Whale was like blown away. It's changed his business as well, right? And the Whale has gone back to Derek and said, I want more of this. I can put you in contact with everyone inside my network, in my community. Do you need cash? Do you need investment? Do you need whatever it is? I'm ready. I just want to do this with you. Okay. And Derek was like overwhelmed, completely overwhelmed. Reached out, and I thought I'd jump on a call with him and explain how we should approach this and what that looks like. And that's why I've recorded this video for you to watch here today. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you soon. Take care.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, man?
Good, mate. Good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. It's really cool that I'm getting to talk with the man.
Come on, mate. I'm no different to anyone else.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to chat.
No worries. No worries, mate. Right. I mean, congratulations on what you're up to. It sounds really cool. The way I normally do these calls is I'll just take some notes, and then we'll talk it through and figure out what the next steps are, right? Like, because I don't know what those steps are until you tell me the situation. So I'm going to share my screen, and we'll go through 2 seconds.
Awesome, man. And I actually, I sorted out a lot of my thoughts on a Google Doc because I wanted to come prepared. I can even share that with you if you'd like.
That's okay. Let's just do it like this. If that's okay, we'll go through.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right. So we've got too many of these open. New tab. All right. So Derek. Paul. Okay. So I'm just going to, this door's creaking. Give me 2 seconds. All right. So give me a little bit of background as to what's happened.
All right. So I've been really leaning into the speed to lead AI assistant.
Yeah.
That is the thing that really changed my business. So yeah. I wanted to go and I wanted to share that with other people because what it did for me is it relieved a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And it made growing my business easier. So I just know a ton of other business owners who are just hurting in that same way. So that's something I'm really excited to help people with. So I've been leaning into that. So recently, I launched this speed to lead assistant for another music school owner who's actually a really successful entrepreneur. Oh. Like, he's somewhat of a serial entrepreneur.
Okay.
he's just got his hands in all kinds of things, and they're all pretty successful.
Yeah.
He made a ton of money in the financial space.
Yeah.
And then left that arena to go and just pour like, you know, nearly $1 million into building his dream music school.
Okay.
So I built an assistant for him, launched it for him and his team. We did a launch call so I could train them on how to use this thing.
Yeah.
And afterwards he called me and he was like, dude, you gotta let me in. This is amazing. And I think it's gonna change the world, man. You know, he's really excited. Yeah. So he was super impressed because he's very particular in what he wants to be said, how it's approached, everything. Mind you, he's got the mindset of a successful person. Yeah. So he knows how to present things. And this thing was doing it flawlessly. So he's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I want in on this. So he said, whatever you need, man. He started taking me through all his I already know he has massive influence in my arena where I'm at. But he was like, that's not it, man. I coach entrepreneurs all over the world. Like, people fly in to receive teaching from me, and even in the financial space and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, if you need finances to build a team, like, I will invest. Like, if you want an investor, I'm in. Whatever you need, man. So, yeah.
Wow.
That is the situation.
It's just the thing with what we're doing here is that the more advanced the entrepreneur gets that sees this, the more they understand it and the penny drops, right? Sometimes with the small mom and pop businesses or the people that we show this to, they find it harder to grasp the power of this because they haven't got as big a problem. So what you're experiencing here is pretty normal, and it's awesome that this has happened, right? And it sounds like he's in hook, line, and sinker, and he's open to anything you propose. And now your problem is you don't know which way to go because there's so much opportunity, and he's just basically throwing you an empty checkbook. not that level, but you know, he's in hook, line, and sinker, and we need to figure out a way to do this in a careful way so you don't blow it, get overwhelmed with what you're doing, and also make sure that he's happy and make sure that this is a kind of fair deal and you're not getting into bed with someone that, you know, might not be good for you or your future plans, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you know him?
How do I know him?
Yeah.
Just from the music school space.
Okay.
I'm in I guess it would be considered like the high ticket, like group for music school owners.
Oh, yeah.
And when this guy talks, everyone stops and listens.
Okay.
So he recently held an event, and I mean, people all, like a ton of people flew to just go.
Yeah.
What he had to say at his school.
Yeah.
One thing that I've invested in your program. I've got an employee, a full-time employee. That's a VA that is fully trained on how to build these things.
Yep.
So my success is inevitable. It's just like, I value time with my family more than anything.
Yep.
So I think partnering with him, it could get us there really quickly. It could leverage this team that he's offering to support, so that it's something I build and benefit from rather than build and get sucked into. So I've kind of wrestled with that a little bit. It's like, you know, should I just offer him an affiliate kind of deal for these contacts that he's offering, or should I bring him in and as a partner? I'm sure he'd be really really beneficial because he's very successful.
So, you know what I say, what my kind of motto is when we go into a new exciting opportunity like this? What do I usually, do you remember what I usually say is the best thing to start off with? Do you remember? It's a test. It's a test, right?
Oh, of course, yep. Yes.
It's always a test, right? No matter if it's a new client, a new JV, a new business opportunity, a franchise offer, you know, whatever that is. There's a lot of opportunity out there, and we tend, if you're anything like me, get all excited, and you want to just run with it, and sometimes you overpromise, and then everything gets confused, and it just turns into a pile of shit, right? So we don't want that. So we want to run a test, and the first thing I'm thinking as I'm talking to you is, what is it that you did for yourself that changed everything for you, that took the pressure off and did all of these things that made a difference for your music school? What explain what that looked like, and does he have that same problem?
So his issue was he's having trouble getting his employees to jump on it on that very second, which is, you know, his
on the leads.
Huh?
On the leads that he's generating for his own music school, right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. This is the big issue that it really solved for him is that immediate engagement.
Okay.
And it was the same for me. I wasn't having an issue getting it done. I was getting it done, but I was getting up from the dinner table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm working 80 hours a week. So what it was for me is I didn't have to leave my family at the dinner table. That's what it was for me.
So what did it, just explain to me what this looked like, right? So I imagine you're running traffic to an offer that could be paid. It could be webinars. It could be whatever you've got, right? And they're opting in, they're booking like a strategy session or whatever to buy into your music school. Is that how it works? Or what does your funnel look like at the moment?
Honestly, I'm just like reaching out to personal contacts.
Okay.
I'm just going like the approach that like my assistant, she's, you know, adding friends, 50 people every day. And I'm just reaching out to people and like getting referrals as well. And
I'm talking about, Derek, I'm talking about for your music school. Is that right?
Oh, my apologies. Facebook ads, ads to a lead form. That's it. Facebook ads to a lead form and then immediately engaged by the assistant.
So what happened before that, right? So there was Facebook ads to a lead form, and then what your team would have to try and get them to book an appointment or follow up and all that type of stuff, right? Email autoresponders, etc.
Yeah, me and me alone.
Okay. Yeah. Facebook ads to lead form. The usual problems that go with that, right? So does what this guy teaches, does he teach the same kind of process?
So honestly, his follow-up was they fill out a form. He's against Facebook ads. He thinks don't work. So I'm you know, I want to test him out on that someday, but I'm not going to touch that right now because it's a strong belief of his. But he doesn't do any Facebook ads. I think he does Google ads to his website.
Okay.
Fill out a form on his website.
Yeah. Okay. And what you've built for him is showing him how to help with speed to lead from those Google ads.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because
he's got several schools. So he doesn't have time to do the immediate engagement or anything like that. And he can't quite get his team to be available at all hours.
Okay.
Like he wishes he could, but he knows it's unreasonable.
Okay. Cool. I'm just thinking here, and where are you at with implementing this for him and getting it live on his stuff? Or have you kind of showed this to him and the kind of building it for him is being thrown a little bit to the side because he wants to just blow this up type thing? Or what's the situation?
It's fully functional. Okay. And that's it. It was the launch call that he was like, holy crap, now I understand.
So it's all working for him.
Yes.
Okay. Here is what I would do, right? This is what my process would look like. And he's got a big following.
Yep.
Okay. So I would, does he know how to kind of write copy? And like, he obviously does if he has events and things like that, right? He knows how to get people excited about something. All right. So I would do one test, right? One test, and it's a webinar with you and him showing what happened with your music school and then what happened when you implemented for him. So this if he knows how to do webinars, it'll follow, you know, the old way of doing things, the new way of doing things, and then showing what the new way of doing things is. So it's going to be really easy for you to talk about at the dinner table. You used to have to get up and run these calls and kind of close them into a sale and leave the family, you know, all of that type of stuff. It's going to be pretty basic for him, right? So I would have a call to action off the back of it. Actually, as I'm writing this, it sounds like a lot of work to me, and I don't like doing a lot of work unless I have to. So I think this might be the second thing you do. Second
Okay.
thing. All right. The first thing, what's his name? Can you share that here or first
Mike.
name? Mike. Mike, can we do this for one of your best students? Students as a test. And of course, I'd say he's going to say yes to this, and he can do the selling and the prep for you. Of course, he's going to say yes. And I would agree, like a I imagine, I don't want to go too much into commercials with what you're doing with him, right? But I imagine, would it be possible to charge the same as you're charging him to the new person that comes in?
Yeah. I just charge for standard people who aren't standard music schools who aren't doing like a ton of leads, any up to like, 150 per month. Most people are doing like 20 to maybe 60. I just charge 297 per month.
Okay, sounds cheap, but anyway, let's, if you're happy with that, that's fine. So, you want to do this. I mean, it sounds too cheap, but then again, I don't know your market that well, and maybe 297 is kind of maxing out for them, is it?
The niche is a little tough, yeah.
Okay. All right. Can we do this for one of your students as a test? How much is it to join a music school?
To sign up as a student, you're looking at like 150 to 200.
So we're trying to a month.
Yeah.
Okay. 150 to 200 a month. Okay. All right. And how many students does this guy have?
As in entrepreneurs or in his music school?
Entrepreneurs.
I have no idea. I don't think he has necessarily an academy and he can say I've got this many students, but the amount of people that look to him as a source of information as a leader is quite a big number. I mean it's in the hundreds for sure.
Okay, so he can probably get your best three students, right, to do as a test. He's going to say yes. And then because he's like the influencer in this space, right, ask him, what do you think commercials look like on this test? Us. Okay, so he's going to know quite a lot about this audience, right? So I'd kind of be led by what he thinks is okay, and then you can run the test on those commercials. You know that it's going to get big results for these guys because it got big results for you, and it's getting big results from him. So there's going to be a real easy win for these music school owners, right? For his best three guys, right? So run the test. What do you think the commercial should look like on this between us? I want to run a test with three people. And if this looks like gonna work between us, then we can talk whatever you want to talk about, right? Investment, shares, referral agreement, whatever that kind of looks like. So I would just get three clients, get it installed for them, explain that it happens really quick. You've already built this. You can figure out, like, if you start talking licensing deals with him, right? Like any, because this is a, it's the same type of Android, right? For every music school that comes on that's running Facebook ads or Google ads, you can just say, I will build this. You introduce me to your network of people. We can do a webinar, which is kind of the second thing. And then you can just license what you've got here over and over again to all of his people, and you can share the profits with him. Something like that is going to be music to his ears. And I But I don't know what that's going to look like yet until you get the results for those three people on that test. Does that make sense? So I would push back. I would push back against anything that's investment related. You know, it might sound counterintuitive to do that, right? But for the time being, you just want to run a test. You want to prove to him that you're a good person that adds value. And you want to also find out whether he's not one of these guys that's just suddenly too busy, right? Because sometimes these entrepreneurs, what they'll do is they'll speak a good game, but because they're very creative, they'll see something like this and then tomorrow you're old news as well. Okay. Uh-huh. So this is why you want to run a test on your end as well. Does that make sense? So run the test. Yeah. If it works, then come back to me and we can do a part two of this call. Do you know what I mean? But it might look something like a webinar or what to really scale it if he's got an audience. Okay. If it works, then talk commercials. Next steps. So run a test with three people. If he says yes, we can talk commercials on the next steps. Ask for the three referrals. The three referrals from Mike. And then get building. That make sense?
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. Cool. I know 290, it's 297, and I know that's pretty darn cheap. I've found that's kind of that's where people will actually stick.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, these business owners in this realm, in this niche, they tend to think like on the low months, you'll have two or three low months in a row and they're like, oh, I'm going to start cutting everything. And yeah. I think this is where we can serve them and stick with them in the highs and the lows. But I did build one for a very complex one for a music school that has four locations now. And yeah. That one is $1,500 per month.
There we go. So, there we go.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of basing it off of how much value it brings and what can be afforded.
You got it. Remember that I think my brother's a gym owner, right? And he's got a few gyms, and he was talking that Alex Hormozy charges $4,000 a month now for his performance-based deal with no money up front type thing. So there's money to be made and a lot of people think that gyms and personal trainers and all of that don't have much money, right? But they're still willing to pay $4,000. So it's still totally possible to charge high ticket rates if your product is that good enough, which is what we've got here. What else was I going to say? It just escaped me. I think that's good, really. I think that's kind of all you need to do for now is just get the test up and running, ask for three referrals and go from there. So just out of interest, what is there a next thing for music school owners? Like if they come on for the $200 a month or whatever it is there a next thing that they buy?
So for the one that is now 1500, that started as database reactivation.
Okay.
And then I broke his admin team. And then I said, I've got the solution. So that's where we've kind of built everything. That's how I got him to that place.
Yeah.
Now, as for going from speed to lead, that's a little tricky because that's a monthly retainer. And then to say, okay, I'll do the same thing, but it's per enrollment, I haven't tried it from like working kind of backwards like that. Maybe I should be starting with, rather than speed to lead, I should be starting with the database reactivation.
No, I think you're doing well, mate. Don't, if it's working, right, don't try and fix it. Do they all have high level, these guys?
No, none of them do.
There we go.
There is one guy in the space that is selling a white label go high level, and they don't know that. So I have had, I think, two people come over from him that have been like, oh, this is this platform. I'm like, well, it's actually go high level.
Yeah.
But
okay. So why don't you, this is one thing that you would do, right? So as I'm talking, this is why I like to talk as other ideas come out, right? Then get building, right? Because the money is in the recurring high level income that comes in for you to, for them to white label this system, right? So you're using the speed to lead as a shiny thing that isn't a new CRM, right? Does that make sense? So you've got a whole world out here of, you said he's got hundreds and hundreds of music school owners that probably haven't got higher level, right? So your thing, to him here is run a test and then we'll talk. Run the test. If it works and it looks like these music school owners, school peeps are going to stick, are loving it. And that because they've now got high level, right? Like they're not going to leave after this. So you're in with the speed to lead or the database reactivation or whatever it is, but you're actually going to have music school owners that are going to be tied in for a very long time with the white label SaaS stuff. So rather than, is that what you did with him? And is that what the plan is with the new music school owners, is to basically get them sorted with their CRM as well as the speed to lead?
Yeah, that's I haven't like pushed any of that at all. As far as like go high level, I'm like, hey, you know, first off, I will tell you this is part of my onboarding. Don't go exploring yet. This is a very, very powerful platform. A lot of people who leave the platform did so because they went exploring too soon before they understood this. Just stick to the messaging and the contacts. And then once you feel confident, feel free to branch out because there's a lot of cool stuff. But yeah, so they kind of get sold on that as well. And I've created a lot of tutorial videos on everything in the platform.
That's where you want to get to, right? Because once they come on for the $397 a month or whatever it is, then you've got their attention then. You've got their whole CRM sorted for them and they'll never leave, right? So this is long-term. So I think sometimes I talk about like, you know, the whales and having, you know, five whales that are paying you X amount per month and you're super happy. But other people like yourselves are in a niche where they might not have as much money, but the money is going to be in getting more of them and using the speed to lead Android as the hook to basically sell the white label SaaS plan over and over and over again, because it's certainly a lot sexier than trying to sell a CRM to music school owners. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, for okay. Sure.
So I think if your entrepreneur guy hears that this is a really great way for him to make some passive income, as long as he introduces those people to you, you can split the revenue or whatever you think is comfortable, and he's going to absolutely love it and just keep firing people over to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's where I want it. I think I want you to get to, but you just want to run a test to get going.
Sweet. Yeah, this sounds great. This sounds great. I love it.
All right, man. Is that clear?
Yeah. And if you want to like copy and paste this over in like school message, or maybe possibly even send me the recording of this meeting so I could kind of review all the things you said as well. Like, that would be really helpful.
But, all right. I'm going to put you in here. Where are you? I was just chatting to you before, wasn't I?
So also, I charge a setup fee of $400 for the music schools as well. They pay upfront. They pay the $400 and the $297 upfront. Yep. So that being $697. What would you suggest on like a split on this? Just like a one-time like thing or ongoing?
For him? Yeah. Oh, I think he'd be... If you're doing all of the work, right, and he's just introducing you, then I think something like a 25%, 75% split sounds pretty fair, because it's just passive income for him, really. He doesn't have to look after too much. So that's probably where I'd start on something like that, 20 to 25%. But maybe... You know how I asked him what he thought was fair in the script below that I gave you, right? just maybe ask him for the first three. Remember, that's just the first three clients. Okay. You just want to get something out of the way and you want to get some wins for his people and for him to make sure he understands the power of what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. I can't find you in here. I don't know why. Derek. Were we just chatting? I'm sure we were.
Oh, it's E-C-K. There we go.
E-C-K. Oh, there we go. All right. I'll put that in there. I'll get Nat to send you over the recording of this call. But, dude, good luck, man. It's exciting what you're doing here, and keep me posted.
Hey, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it.
All right, mate. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed the video with me and Derek. It's pretty cool what's happening in his world. I hope he goes off and implements the advice I gave. And if you're someone who is looking to start an AI agency and do the same type of thing that Derek has, I have a book. It's called The Instant AI Agency. There'll be a link below in the description. You can pick it up. It's super cheap. And it teaches you everything you need to know about doing what Derek does. It's good stuff. Please enjoy. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care.